Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina, it's James Williams with 360 Home Inspection Services.
Hi, James. How are you?
Good. I got a new card, so I got it updated with you guys.
Okay.
Billing.
No problem.
And then
I wanted to ask you too.
How do we get where, like, wherever people are at in the whole metropolitan area, we're the first ones to get pulled up? Like, there's something called like ad. I see people and it's like kind of like highlighted around their company and it says ad, and they're always first.
Okay.
What is that?
So those are Google pay-per-click ads. And if you wanted to, we could add $100 worth of ads, and that would change your subscription to $229 monthly. But with those
mm-hmm.
ads, you can run them wherever you like. And it's not unlimited. So what would happen is our technicians would set a daily max budget at somewhere around $3 a day. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's to, you know, prevent you from getting an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month. You know, that would never happen because we put a cap on it. And then
they would
put those ads up every day in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But let's say that the pay-per-click rate is $1 and then you have three people clicking on you. Once that happens, you'll rotate off and someone else will rotate on. And again, that's a good thing. That's so that budget will also stretch throughout the entire month. And then in the meantime, your local listing that you have on Google, that stays up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks, but that's tied into your location in Mandeville.
Right, right. Yeah, because I want to be the main man. You know what I mean?
mm-hmm. Yeah, and because we're a premier partner to Google, I just want to let you know Google does allow us to bundle our services with their ads. So I always recommend $100 to get started. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
people call me and they say, "Tina, I did so well with that $100. I want to increase it this month to $300 or $500." So you could always play around with it. And then let's say you have a $300 ad budget, then you'll have a daily rate at somewhere around $9 a day. So you would be up there for
mm-hmm.
a longer duration each day until you rotate it off. So you could always play
mm-hmm.
around with the ads a little bit, you know, and start with $100,
mm-hmm.
and then we could kind
but
of
you only
go
get,
from there.
You only get charged for the clicks, though, right?
Right, exactly. So if people pull you
okay.
up and they see you on the first page and they don't click on you, that's free. You're not going to get charged anything for it. So you'll only get charged when
gotcha.
People click on it.
Okay. And is it documented how many times people click and all of that kind of stuff?
Yep.
I mean, is there something
yep.
I can,
you'll
okay.
You'll see it in the dashboard. Have you ever been on your local Splash dashboard?
I got another guy that works for me, and he's kind of he's more the computer savvy guy. I know he looks at it, but what do I need to go to get to that?
So let's get your payment up to speed because you can't get on there when it's failing. But once we do, I'll show
okay.
you how to get on it. It's 2 seconds. It's as easy as checking an email, and it'll be very insightful
okay.
for you to have that login anyway. Even though I'm sure that guy you work with does a phenomenal job, this will help you to be able to see, you know, which keywords are working and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
for the new card, is it still tied into the Tanager Drive for the billing address?
It is.
It is? Okay. And then I'm ready for the
yes.
number whenever you are.
All right. 4427.
Okay.
4255.
Mm-hmm.
2416-1870.
Okay. Expiration?
03 of 26.
Okay. And then the little code on the back?
067.
067. So did you want me to just process the past due amount of 129, or do you want to do the 229 and we'll start that campaign with the ads for you?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and go up. I want to try to get that ad thing going. I want to be the first guy, you know, for sure. So
okay.
let's add, you think 100 is good to start, or you think 200 is better?
You know what? If you have it in the budget to do 200, it's always better because you'll have a larger daily rate. That will give you somewhere around $6 a day.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go to 200.
Okay. So I got the authorization already for the 229, so I just want to let you know that I'm going to process that extra $100 of ads separately, but you will get the $200 worth of ads. And what I'm doing right now is I'm changing your future billings to that same package of the 229 monthly. So that, I mean, I'm sorry, it'll be 329 with the 200 budget. So let me just fix that. And then while I'm doing that, do me a favor, James. Go to my.localsplash.com. And that will take you to a page that asks you for a username and password. So just let me know once that pulls up.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if a username or password, so.
I'm going to help you with that right now. Mm-hmm. The username is your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes. It's just 10 digits. And then the password is all lowercase, all one word. Let me go to your settings and see what temporary password they set for you. It's best success. So again, there's no space between the best and the success. It's just best success.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I can change that, or should I leave it the same?
You can change it. I'll show you how to. You can leave it if you like. Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. If you changed it and you forgot what it was, you could always call in and I can reset another temporary. But if you want to leave it at that, that's fine too. That way you'll always have it. So then.
Okay.
I want to show you. I'm sorry, I'm a little behind you just because I'm still setting your billing. I just processed the extra $100, so you'll see the two invoices there. And then I'm just setting your next billing to show the correct date. Okay, good. So you're good to go there. Okay, so now do you see where it says Google Listings Actions? So it says 2000. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. Is it good?
Okay. I have a quick question before I guide you through this. Is your billing date is set to the 15th. So what I just collected was your past due amount from February 15th, which means you're being billed again on March 15th. Are you okay with that? Because, okay, I was going to say that's coming up pretty soon since today's the 2nd, but if you're okay with it, I'll just leave it at that. And then look at your dashboard, do you see how it says 2,130 results?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you go over to the local leads, all that means is if somebody sees you on the first page, most people will call you directly, right? But in a rare occurrence that they can't call you right that second, we had a lead form on our site that people could fill out. But right now we're not promoting our site anymore on Google. We're promoting your site, which is the 360inspector.net. That's the one that you wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
360inspector.net. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So now you'll see 62 listings. If you click on that, that shows you all the destinations that we're promoting your business on. Okay. And some of these you've probably never even heard of before, but according to Google, they'll still help you get higher rankings because you're having a dominant internet presence locally. Okay. And then if you go back again, you'll come to the 2,120 Google Listing Actions. If you click on that, This is tied into your local map listing that's tied into Mandeville. So you'll see there's a little pie chart in the lower left corner, a circular pie chart, and it says 21,039 views. That's how many people have seen you on the first page total. And then the actions are 1,497 times people saw you on the first page and clicked your site, 4 clicked for driving directions, and 619 clicked to call you. So if they're doing that search on a smartphone, they can just click on it and call you directly. If they're on a regular computer, then they still have to manually dial you. Okay. And then something really cool is up at the top, right above the graph, there's a little button that says export, and next to that, it says all time. If you click on the drop down, you can filter it out to just the last 30 days. So let's say that you're wondering, I wonder how much activity I got just in the last 30 days. It'll show you 64 Google actions. So you can kind of track it accordingly. That. Okay. If you go back again to the main page, excuse me, this next section that says Google Ads clicks, this is where we're going to start the campaign for you with that $200 that you just paid. And we say that those ads go up in as little as 2 weeks, but in reality, I see them go up quicker. So start looking at this maybe towards Friday or Monday or Tuesday of next week, and you'll start seeing results here. And you'll see how many people are finding you. You'll see how many clicks you're getting. Over to the left, you'll see which keywords that they're finding you from. And then at the right lower bottom, it says city, zip code, impressions. So you'll be able to see where your clicks are coming from. So let's say that, you know, you want to target a radius. You'll start seeing clicks coming in from different cities within that radius. Or let's say that you want to target specific areas to kind of stretch your budget a little farther. You can tell us, you know, give me 3 to 5 areas, and we would run the ads in those areas exclusively. Okay? So... example for that would be, let's say that I'm in Los Angeles and I set my radius at 20 miles, right? I might be getting clicks from areas that I don't necessarily want to service. Maybe they're, you know, lower end areas or people that constantly nickel and dime me and price shop me, right? So maybe I'd rather pay for that click if it's running in Beverly Hills or Hollywood, because I know that those are high end areas, right? So you can target the ad specifically. And I'll ask you in a moment how you want me to set it up, because I'll send that over to the technicians. But lastly, I wanted to show you at the very top right, do you see your name with your initials next to it? It says JW.
Yes.
Okay. If you click on that, you'll see account settings. And then if you click on that, you'll see personal info, password, billing. So again, if you want to update the password, you can. You don't have to. But down on the tab where it says business information, if you click on that, this is where you can make...
Where's that click? So
it's right under the billing. Personal info, password, billing.
Oh, business information. Okay.
Business information. So I click
on that.
So here is where you can make revisions to your campaign. So let's say that one day you're like, you know what, I want to show open 24/7 with emergency services rather than just open 8 to 6. Or you want to come in and change your description. You can come in here and edit anything on here, and any revisions that you make from this dashboard, they're automatically sent to our technicians, and they're updated within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, this phone number on here is not accurate. 985-888-0510.
Well, then let's fix that. I just want to check on your Google listing if we're promoting the right number, because that could be a tracking number that we had set up initially on the web page, but we're not using that web page anymore. But let's fix that. So if you go over to that section over to the right, do you see a little pen icon?
Yeah, I just clicked on it so I can just erase it.
Yep, you can erase it, and then we can put in your direct number and promote that instead.
Well, I'm going to put in my office line number is 869-2530. That's my secretary.
Okay, let me just double check.
All right,
just
hit save.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't have that in the, I have the 985-888-0510, and then I have the 504-512-0205, which is this number. So just so my, I have a record of it, I'm going to put a priority note in here so the technicians can see it. So you said.
Yeah, you can get rid of the other number because I'm not sure what that number is too. So the only two numbers that should be on there are is the 985-869-2530, which is the office number.
985, and then, of course, say that again, I'm sorry, 869?
2530.
Okay, I'm so sorry. The phone cracked up. All I heard was the 985.
It's 869-2530.
There we go, 869-2530. Okay, there we go. Okay, is the office number and... client changed on the dashboard to be the main number promoted on all destinations. Okay. See?
And
so
I'm looking at the search phrases too. Like, can we add to those?
You can. If you notice, no, you're not maxed out, but if you notice over to the right, if you try to update it there, you'll get the little red circle with the line through it.
Correct.
So that doesn't mean that you can't make revisions there. All it means is that we have to send it over to the technicians and they do it manually. And the reason being is there are certain keywords that if you try to revise to them, they might hurt your rankings. So when we send it to them manually, they'll look at them and they'll say, okay, this is consistent with this category, and they'll add the keywords for you. And so what keywords are you thinking you would like me to add?
So like mold, I would say mold is one of them. And I would say pipe inspection or video pipe.
That's a good one. Pipe inspection, video, air
quality. Yeah, because we do everything. Like we're a little bit different than other home inspection companies, so we do everything. And you can also put drone inspections as well.
Oh, that's good because people need that for the upper roofs and stuff, huh?
Right, right.
Inspection. Okay, so what I put is. I put, please add keywords, mold inspection, pipe inspection, video pipe inspection, air quality inspection, and drone inspection. Does that sound good?
Yeah. And let me think of anything else. I think that should be good. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sending that over to them now. And then lastly, I'm going to send them a note with the ads that we're starting for you. So what are you thinking with the ads? How far of a radius, or do you want to target areas? Or
I mean, we're trying to go into Baton Rouge market to Mississippi. I don't know if we need to go that far right now, but maybe within from my address, I would say at least 100 to 150 miles.
Okay, so I'll put client started a $200 ad campaign, please. Did you say 150 miles?
Yes.
Okay, radius. As far as Baton Rouge and Mississippi, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really good starting point. And then as you start seeing your ads coming, your clicks coming in through that dashboard, then you could always go in and make revisions, you know, accordingly. But this is a really good starting point. So I think we got everything taken care of. You're on the dashboard. We made some revisions to your keywords, and we'll start that ad campaign. So, again, start coming back to this dashboard maybe even as early as the end of the week, and you'll start seeing some activity as far as the ads are going, okay?
Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for updating that, James, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.